Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Big Interview brought to you by Hunters. I am your host, Nkululeko Nkeu. In this week's episode, we speak to the man of the moment, the coach of the current PSL Pace Setters, Hluko Thobejane, about his title ambitions, his coaching qualifications or lack thereof, and the fact that he sees himself as the best coach in the PSL.
Sokala Duma Radio.
We're now joined on the line by Baroka coach Hluko Thobejane. He's the man on top of the PSL world. He has called himself the best coach in the country. He's known for some quotes that are very, very funny, but his team is doing well on the field. So he doesn't only talk game, his players play game. Coach Hluko Thobejane, thank you very much for joining us on Sokala Duma Radio, The Big Interview. How are you today?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good, man. Recently, you will end the month of November without a single victory. Have you looked at that? Is that something that concerns you in November, that you would have lost and drawn only but not having tasted victory?
Yes, we never had a win this month, but it's not over. We still have some games to play this month. Oh, we are going to play in this, okay?
It's actually going to be in December.
It's not a concern, it's football. So what can you do? You have to accept the results, to accept the goals, so that you can always be strong.
Do you believe yourself when you say you are the best coach in the PSL? Do you believe that?
Yeah, how can I talk something like that? I believe it, wholeheartedly so. Yes, I'm the best.
And based on what are you saying that you are the best? Gavin Hunt has won now 4 PSL titles. Bizo Musumane is the only black coach to win the PSL title. Multiple titles being won by other coaches in the PSL. Gordon Eagleson perhaps is one of the best coaches that have coached the PSL since 1996, the inception of the PSL. Based on what is Hluko Thobejane saying he's the best coach of the PSL?
Based on the knowledge I have today about football, the understanding of football, that is why I call myself the best. With those accolades, I don't have whatever accolade, but I'm saying, even if I have nothing, I'm the best.
All right. And let's talk now about the fact that you're leading on top of the log with your team. Recently having to fight off the playoffs as far back as July this year, June, May, around that period. How is the transformation from being relegation candidates to being number one now? What changed in Baroka, the way of doing things, between that time that you were fighting the playoffs and now that you are number one on top of the log after 12 games with 19 points?
I will never give up. Never feeling intimidated when we were struggling last season. We took it as a situation, a moment that we have found ourselves in. That is why when we opened this season, we were to say, now is our turn. What happened last season, it's over. So this is our season. Let's go all out. This world that we can do it. Yes. Yes. Because that one, it was a situation. In life, you may find yourself in a very difficult situation. Not to say you are bad or somehow, but it's a situation.
Last season, there were quite a few things that happened to you. You coached top flight for the first time in your life in the PSL. At some point, you were dismissed and you became an assistant coach all of a sudden. The club did a nice gesture by buying you a house. You almost got relegated and you saved the team from the playoffs after being the assistant coach and then being a co-coach. A lot of things happened to you last season, in your first season in the PSL in top flight. Was there ever a threat that you would lose your job at that point when you were fighting relegation and being fired and not being fired anymore? Was there ever a threat that your job was going to be on the line or did you would lose your job?
Because as a worker or as like in football, any time to a coach you can be fired. As the name of the game, there's no way you can say they can't fire me, because it's not your, it's, you are not an employer, you're not a chairman. So anytime they can take you out. Yes. That's why I can say I can't say I never I can't go anywhere, but that one is the name of the game. Let the coach, you know, you come go whatever time, 1 month or 2 games, they throw you out of the window. That is the name of the game. It's not that they are against you or that is football, but to me, when the goings get tougher, I'm always getting tougher myself. Believing myself, simple, easy to say, this is life. Whatever happens, accept it and have a way out. You don't point fingers to other people, say, I do 1, 2, 3, this is not fair. No. Whatever you do to me, thanks very much.
Another one that I want to explore with you is the fact that last week when we were speaking face to face after your Cape Town City game, the question was very simple. You are number one after 12 games. You have 19 points. Orlando Pirates follow you after 12 games. They have 18 points. Arrows 17 points. Cape Town City 17 points. The question was very clear, and you gave an interesting answer. Someone said, at least now you are safe being at number one. There will not be a threat of relegation. And what was your response to that? Do you remember your response to that?
Yes, my response was simple. We are number one currently. We need number one. We can't talk about relegation. Whereas we are in position one. So, is there anyone who belongs to that position? No one. Everyone is belonging to that position. And I myself personally, whatever I'm doing, that's why I'm saying to myself to say I'm the best of the best. If I'm in position one, that position one, it means I can take it, I can maintain it, I can make sure that end of the season we are still number one. To say we are out of the relegation, what does that one mean? You don't believe in yourself. You don't know where you are, what you want in life.
And in saying that, you mean that your intention is to win the league. You will win the league this season.
Yes, that is my mission. I myself personally. Yes. Anything that comes out my way, I want to win it. But if you lose, we accept. With no excuses, whatever, we have lost. Any game we lose, we have lost.
Now, Coach, another one that is interesting for me is the fact that I don't know whether it's refusing or it's a tactical thing. Probably it's a tactical thing. You have a very good ball player in Sipelele Ntshanga, so which you've acquired from Black Leopards earlier this season, which was a major coup because a lot of big teams wanted him, and well done to your team for getting him. And Gift Motupa, you've borrowed him back from Orlando Pirates. He was your boy and then he went to Pirates and he's now back. He's a top goal scorer as well with 5 goals, second top goal scorer in the league. And you've alternated between those two players, which for me brings about an interesting one to say, why is it that you never really actually get to play them, except for the first few games of the season, but you never get to play them together at the same time? One is a very good assister, and the other one is a very good goal scorer. So why do you not play them at the same time?
Yeah, they are playing one position sometimes. But initially we were using him as a striker and Janga as the second striker. So to the point that we said, hey, it's not working, let's try this one. These people that play same football, even if they are not the same that way. The other one is a good scorer, the other one is a good passer of the ball. So how if we do 1-2, then we manage to get results out of that one. But the two of them, they are very good players. They are very good players. Just that when we select, we look to say who is who, then to get a team out of that one.
So there's no chance that we may see them both together, the two talented players together at the same time?
You will see them. You will see them as long as we are playing games. Because you can't stop changing, trying to come up different combinations if things are not going our way. But if things are going our way, we keep the winning team, the winning momentum. But if things are not working, we try to talk around to see how if we can do this one. That's why in football you can see some players move from one position to another. So I can't say they won't play. They will play together.
Now, are the two players that are doing well, are the two individuals that are doing well in your team? Letsadi Madubanya on Tuesday against Cape Town City was the man of the match. He did well. He's 33 years old now, but still, he churns out man of the match performances. Didn't do badly against Platinum Stars. Another one is Robert Ngalande Jr., the Malawian. He scored against Cape Town City. He scored a beautiful goal against Platinum Stars to equalize for your team. Very simple question. Why are you feeding those guys? Madubanya is very old in football speaking terms, in terms of age. What are you feeding him? Because he keeps on fighting and fighting every match. And Robin Ngalande Jr., two goals back-to-back matches. What are you feeding those guys?
Are they Mike?
What are they eating in Limpopo that is giving them this kind of performances?
It's football. They're eating football.
They're eating football.
They're talking football. They're talking football. Yes. We don't give them pressure. What would you like to say to them? Most importantly, guys, to recruit you to this team with what you have. So why do we draw a line to say don't cross this line because one, two? We're saying to you guys, express yourself, show us who you are. We are here because of who you are. So if you start to try new things, then you have a problem. Football is who you are. If you are a good scorer, keep on scoring. If you are a good dribbler, keep on dribbling. If you are a good passer of the ball, keep on passing. That is what they are eating. They are enjoying playing football.
Now, coach, another interesting one for me was your comment. There's always been this talk about you not having qualifications in football, and you had a special response to people that are your haters or detractors, people that are doubting your abilities. Does it bother you that people keep on talking about your qualifications? What would you like to say to that?
It doesn't bother me. I know they are crazy in life. They are absent, up and down. In life, 100 people can lie to you. They will come with some tricks and whatever. So that kind of life, I'm free and I'm simple and I'll accept it or whatever. Even if someone can come to me and say, I'm just look at you and laugh. Because I know football is not about that, what you call it. Not about those papers. Papers are qualification. It's like, who do I...
What are you saying to me that that you don't have these qualifications?
I have KFC license, Baba. Even if I can go all over to have KFA license, people will just undermine.
So you do have KFA license?
You can't stop people from criticizing. Yes. You can even have your own brother criticizing you. So what about people of South Africa? They must keep on criticizing. But sometimes criticism will kill you. You come with criticism trying to kill someone, it backfire. So, but it's good to be criticized. It's good to for other people to say why someone is doing what, because it's life. You can't stop people from talking about that. People will start to talk about you. While you are a born baby, your mother is, you are still in your mother's womb. People will talk about you. Hey, mama, you know, we need you. We need a hey. So why can't and born baby, they will talk about it. Him or her. But the men like Holoko, then they must talk about it. Good or bad, I accept it. So I've got a KFC license.
No, Coach, I think that's pretty much it from our side. We really appreciate your insights. Well done for leading the log, and hopefully you'll be able to see your vision coming true of winning the PSL title. Any last messages?
Yeah, thanks very much for the listeners. Football lovers. Thanks again.
All right. So thank you very much for your time. That's Coach of Baroka FC, Khuluko Thobejane. We really appreciate having you on Sokala Duma Radio.
Thanks very much.
It was always going to be a fascinating conversation. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much for listening for another episode of The Big Interview brought to you by Hunters. Tune in next week. For now, it's goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.